Somalia Interior Minister Mohamed Mahmoud Guled says Somalia's opposition already lost its opportunity to rule over the country when it was ousted by Ethiopian troops that entered the country in December. He was responding to a decision made in Eritrea's capital, Asmara, on Wednesday, when Somali opposition leaders and members of the Islamic Courts Union that briefly held sway formed a new movement meant at forcing Ethiopian troops to withdraw. The Alliance for the Liberation of Somalia has promised to oust the Ethiopians either through force or diplomacy, yet the Interior Minister, Guled, says the group is in no position to do so.
They had a good chance. They were controlling the capital, most of the southern part of Somalia. In that case, even if they organize themselves, I don't think that they will succeed because they don't have ground support, they don't have political motivation. We are really close to eradicate them.
Ethiopian troops entered Somalia in December at the behest of the country's weak transitional government to expel the Islamic Courts Union, which had gradually gained control of much of the country. Somalia has not had a proper government since a 1991 coup. While the Ethiopian troops have been unable to restore order to Somalia, analysts say the new opposition group will have a tough time forcing their withdrawal. However, its existence could fuel an Iraq-style insurgency that steadily bleeds the Ethiopian forces. Iqbal Jahazbey is a Horn of Africa specialist at the University of South Africa.
I'm doubtful that you can have a situation where the Ethiopians can be militarily defeated. The Ethiopian military on the ground is one of the biggest militaries in sub-Saharan Africa. So you're likely to see more scenario along the lines of Baghdad, where you'd have roadside bombings, where you have suicide bombings.
The new opposition group was formed after days of talks in Asmara. Eritrea's decision to host the meeting is only likely to worsen tension with Ethiopia, its arch rival. The government of Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi has shown no sign that it intends to pull its troops from Somalia anytime soon. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.